Oh yes, come on, we made it. So you can see it. You can see how it's take me times, you know, mm-hmm. to think about everything. People do, then when they watch the podcast, they don't realize all the artwork, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't do that because I want people to say, "Oh my God, you work so hard." But it's important to understand that the complicity when you start something, mm-hmm. you know, invite people. To find a place to do the podcast,
yeah.
have the good stuff, because people always complain like the sound could be better, blah blah blah. It's free, okay?
Exactly. No BS. Come on.
No BS with SB.
Yes.
Hell's bit right.
Yes.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Because in French, because me, I'm French, so L, I don't want to say H before, you know, like hell.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hell's bit.
No.
It's
L's bit.
What, do you like your name?
I've learned to love it.
You learned to love it. Wow.
I like it. Like, it's yeah, because it is difficult. Like, I have a joke that I do about, like, whenever I meet somebody, I have to spend, like, 20 minutes explaining my name, and then they're always just like, your name's weird.
Yeah.
So, but I definitely, you know, I've only met one other Elspeth in my whole life.
Never, yeah.
Yeah, and...
And right is fun, because right is beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice and simple.
And it's right.
Like, yeah, exactly. You know, but it's right. Yeah.
But Els, we could say your name like Elsbeth.
Mm-hmm.
No right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're proud of your family. Because,
yeah.
Because me, it's Sebastian Bourgo.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not better, you know what I mean? And you know the funny part? In French, people always call me Stéphane.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is it? That's so,
I have a Stéphane face.
I can see it now. It's the hair.
No, man. It's my glass. Hair. Yeah. It's my beautiful glass. So, Elsbeth, but it's fun because you said it's weird, but the job we do, it's weird.
It's true.
So, Elsbeth Wright, comedian, it's the click.
It works.
It's a, yeah. Yes. It's,
it, was, and it makes me memorable as well, I think, because people are just like, what was her name? That girl with the short hair was weird.
Yeah.
Like, she was the one with the weird name. It works.
Exactly. And it's so fun you say that, because it's a weird job, like you said. So when did you realize why I'm in this business? Why I put myself in a pain, sufferance, crying, you know what I mean?
I think I've only been doing comedy since January.
Yes.
So I'm pretty new still.
Pretty new, but pretty hustling. You're everywhere.
Yeah. I'm full on addicted. So
exactly.
I'm always just like, spot, anyone got a spot?
Like, are you always like that in your life? Like when you start something, it's 100%?
If I like it. If
yeah,
I don't,
yeah, exactly.
Then I,
no, yeah. Exactly. Like, my, week.
I think that's, yeah.
So you think he's just there for 1 year?
Oh, no, I'm going to keep doing it.
Forever,
there's no stopping. Like, I am like, it's part of me now.
Exactly.
And I love it.
My concept of an OBS with SB, it's not just hire some people with experience, you know, or superstar. Or I like to invite people who start, but you are so motivated, obsede, because you don't have choice, huh?
Yeah.
You it's fun, because when I start, I would love to be like yourself, like you do, you know, hustling. Because when I start, no comedy.
Mm.
It was impossible to do comedy anywhere, you know. So, and now, in 2019, you have YouTube channel video, you have Netflix, you can come watch, study, you know. So, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff, but you said, you start in January 2019. Guys, it's never too late.
Exactly, okay? Yeah, I'm 32. I was 31 when I started.
I never said the age.
Yeah, no, but I was just...
Because
people
said, don't ask the age of a girl. But
no.
I thought you were 22, 23.
It's moisturized. It's all about moisturizing.
Okay, wow.
And good genetics.
You have a lot of experience in life.
Yeah.
You make a lot of mistakes in life.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of stuff to talk.
Yeah, exactly.
So January, okay, did you take an acid the day before? What's happening?
No, I've been acting forever. I studied theater in university, and I've just always loved acting. And I did, like, started.
Okay.
Everything good?
Oh, yeah,
okay,
continue.
Yeah,
this is not me and there.
Okay.
This is the producer now. So continue, no, don't be shy. Continue to talk because I just want to be sure everything is great. Because like I said, I have to do everything.
Yeah. So I've been acting since, I can remember.
Okay.
And
like commercial, movie?
No, just like theater. Like I studied theater in university and just like, so that sort of thing. I've always just loved attention.
Welcome in the business.
And just being on stage, there's something, because I can be, I'm getting better now. Comedy has actually helped me with this, but like I used to be like, even though I'd act, I was really shy.
Yeah.
And I still can be a little, but like in comedy you can't be, because like, you can perform, but
people's gonna eat you.
Then now, like, you know, I go to open mics and I like, I'm trying to make friends with people, whereas before I'd go and just like hide. Yes. And so like I did like 4 open mics like over the course of like 2 years, and then in January I was like,
okay,
you know what?
But before to go, okay, okay,
sorry,
so no. You know, don't be. It's because I'm so interesting about what you said, and I don't want to forget it. And I'm French, so it's my brain is second language. Is but okay. Need attention, eh? Mm-hmm. You said this is why I don't want to go too far. So what kind of attention you need at the time? Do you have a brother or sister?
Yeah, I have an older brother.
Okay.
Who
you want to impress? Your mother or your father at the time?
I think so, yeah. You know? I think I was always just... All right, there's something about just like performing. I can't think of any way to say this that doesn't sound like really
Did you talk to
lame.
Yourself in your own, in your bedroom with... With,
I had like teddy bears like this guy. I was always just, you know, and
so
like.
When did you know you need attention, but you want to be a star, you know? Because when you're young, we don't.
Yeah.
We are not shy to pretend something, you know?
I don't remember like there being. Because it's just, it's always been.
Because.
Like I was a shy kid, but I always loved performing.
Exactly.
Like even like I'd be really shy and then I'd get on stage for like a church thing or a school thing and I was just like, hello! Like.
But you said I'm a shy kid. Everybody is shy.
Yeah.
It's just it's not the same way we show.
Exactly.
Me, I'm not shy, huh?
Yeah.
I'm shy.
Yeah.
But I fight every day. Now I'm not anymore shy because I'm confident and I know my value. But like when I started comedy, I was shy.
Oh, geez,
you know why I was shy? Because my first number was not stand up. It was a personage.
Mm.
I was inside a personage with a bizarre voice and a costume. So I was like, if I bomb, it's not necessarily me.
Yeah.
It's the personage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's exactly like with acting. It was like,
exactly.
Okay, well, if I like don't do a good job, it's on me. But it's also like, you know, the script, the director, the cast, and like when it's like comedy, it's so much scarier because it's like, this is all me.
Oh, yeah.
Like this is all me.
Yeah.
If I do a bad job, it's my fault.
And the first impression I have when I saw you on set, I say, you're fragile, you know, you arrive beautiful, always well dressed. You like, no one insult you, but like, you like, the girl of your mom, I don't know if you say, you know, fille à mom's daughter.
Okay.
Like you always with your mom behind.
Yeah.
It's your mother, you know. You know what I mean? You're afraid, Joel. You don't want to quit your mom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're like a clean lady. Not you. You're not.
Yeah.
It's. But what? Because my point is, when you talk, you say shitty stuff. You know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Doesn't fit with who you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I said, oh my God, it's interesting, because you don't say, okay, so today I'm gonna talk about how I like my Tupperware.
Yeah.
Because the Tupperware is plastic and it's fun. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So what? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're well dressed. You're fragile. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And you are like, hello, and so. My underwear, I didn't know my underwear was dirty, you know what I mean? It's just like, wow, okay, I understand, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like you don't represent who you are, the second thought, you know what I mean? So, okay, it's did you know, do you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Because, I mean, that is kind of.
Because I was like, along to explain that, and
I mean that's just kind of who I am. Like I like dresses and I like makeup. I like I like looking nice.
Exactly.
But I also have a potty mouth. So I'm just sort of like...
So what is potty mouth?
It's sort of like just sort of like dirty jokes or yes. like being a little crass.
Yes.
Like, and that's just who I am. That's kind of who I've always been. So I think I...
It's the pain inside.
Yeah.
It's like... it's true.
It's true, yeah.
It's true. I'm a tabarnak on stage, you know. Mm-hmm. I hate the system, you know.
Yeah.
But in life, I'm a happy guy, you know what I mean? So I... Happy guy with... So, when did you realize this is the kind of joke I want to talk? Do you remember?
I don't know.
Oh, it's coming. Like you arrive in.
I feel like I kind of... Well, because I also, like... The jokes that I feel like I, like, have sort of actively been, like... This is what I want to talk about. Like, I have some jokes about mental health. And those ones, I think, were really, like, ones that it was, like, I want to do jokes about this. Because there is a lot of stigma around mental illness, and I have borderline personality disorder, and
welcome to the club.
Oh, you too?
No, not by medical.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know who I am.
Yeah.
I need attention. I have deficit of attention. Don't sit me with a white paper like that. I'm screwed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I saw a butterfly, say, "Oh, a butterfly! I'm out." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm hyperactive, you know, TDHA or bipolar, and name it. this is your right, by the way.
Yeah.
It's why you do comedy.
Yeah.
It's our medicine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's totally it. And like, I think I sort of, sort of dealing with like my mental health issues and like getting better, it gave me the confidence to do comedy. And, you know, I try to talk about like what I'm going through. So sometimes I am just going through some like things that are like gross, like the underwear joke that I have.
Yeah.
It's sort of like that I wrote for the show Naked Truth, where everyone's in their underwear. So I was like, I'm gonna write an underwear specific joke, and then I was like, oh wow, I need to look at my hygiene. But the mental health stuff. I'm like, I want to show people that it's not scary, that I'm not gonna like hurt people because I'm mentally ill. Like, there's so much stigma around it that I just think is just silly.
Yeah.
I just want to talk about it to be like, hey, it's fine to laugh at. Anyone out there who has it isn't alone, you know, to the tens of people I do shows for every week. But it's like, you know.
No,
like,
if you can make 10 people
exactly
laugh in a shitty bar, you're in a good position.
And I've had people come up to me, like, one time I did a show and somebody arrived late, and the host started like making fun of her. And then the host was like, okay, like, why were you late? And she was like, oh, I was at therapy. And then I went up on stage and I did like my joke about therapy and my joke about BPD. And afterwards she was like, she like came up to me and she was like, I was at therapy because I have BPD. And we like high-fived. Wow, and it was it was awesome. So like,
yeah.
I don't know, I like those moments. I've had a couple of those with the mental health ones.
So. It's fun you said you need that to help your mental illness. But regular people, if they go on stage, they're going to have bipolar. And
yeah.
They're going to start because it's weird.
It's weird.
The way we think, you know, about...
Yeah.
Because if people say, what? You're bipolar. And when you go on stage, you calm your bipolar. You know, because it's the way to express yourself, huh?
Yeah.
And it's a complex medicinal. I don't know how to say that.
Yeah.
To when you get the laugh, when you get the adrenaline, you said, oh my god, I'm okay now.
No matter
if you bum or not, you know.
Yeah, I think too for me, like this is gonna make me sound real crazy, but
no BS.
Exactly. I think. As well, there's something, and this is just something I've always liked being on stage, excuse me, is there's so much control when you're on stage.
Okay, let's go there. What do you mean by control?
Like, I just feel like if you're doing a good job, and like everyone's listening to you, and everyone's like waiting for the punchline, or like you know, like when people are kind of laughing because they know you're getting to the punchline but they don't know what it is, and you just like you have everyone in the palm of your hands, like there's no feeling like that. And that's
exactly.
I had that when I was acting. I do that like with comedy, and it's just like that, like there's so many reasons I love comedy, but like that feeling is just when you're like, oh, everyone's waiting for this punchline. So I'm just like, you know, you're just like, there's this weird control that you feel over the room, and it's so lovely, and it's so like,
oh no, you no, it's amazing. Fun where you go with that, you know. It's the reason why I do that, you know. I hate the 9-to-5 job.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to have a boss. You know, I hate to have to. I love to do nothing all day long until my show. I'm a lazy guy with work ethic. I don't know how to say that, because my only goal in life is to kill every time I have a show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the rest after that, you know. But people say, "Oh, it's easy. Your life." No. You don't understand. But like you said, if you don't kill, you don't need somebody to tell you you bomb.
Mm-hmm.
I was there.
Yeah.
I was there when I knew I'm gonna bomb.
Ugh.
So the price to pay that, I said, okay, I'm gonna be more. It's still a job, you know.
Yeah.
What I mean? So it's still a job, but with all the addiction.
Yeah.
You know, the goal is to not have too much addiction about drugs, alcohol, sex,
mm-hmm.
and have the big heads because you kill. Or have the you want to kill yourself because you bomb, you know. See, have the balance of that. It's for me, it's life. It's a job life. It's a, because you need experience in life, enough sufferance and pain to go on stage and be interesting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, like I said, c'est l'expression en français. It's fille à maman.
Mm-hmm.
It's like daughter of her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Never quit. It's are you do you talk every day with your mom?
Most days.
You know what I mean?
Like at least text.
No, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's I knew it, but I didn't know how to tell you that, you know. And because of that, you know, did your mom saw your comedy?
Yeah.
How she respond about her perfect daughter, you know what I mean?
Oh, she knows I'm not perfect.
No, you know what I mean?
But yeah.
No, not perfect in life, but on stage, she said, how she respond?
She loves it. Wow. Both of my parents are, because my mom, she came up, I was in Tinder Tales in April for the first time, and she like drove up, she lives in Maine, so she drove up from Maine to watch. And then when my show...
Maine is like, what, 9 hours, right?
I think, rather like seven.
Maine is in the state?
Yeah. Yeah, so
I don't understand. You're American?
Both of my parents are. I grew up in New Brunswick, though. So my parents got divorced and my mom moved to Maine.
So you have the American nationality?
No.
But you could have.
I could, yeah, very easily. I need to get it.
Is it something, so much better. Is it something you plan?
Maybe after New York, next election.
You don't like Trump?
Oh no!
Trump is going to be reelected, by the way. Sorry for that.
I can't.
But 2020?
No.
Yeah. Hey, me. Let's make a pause. Let's talk about that because I saw the feeling of Trump.
So most of my family lives in the States. I can't.
In 2016, when he was elected, I have a bad feeling. You know, like the end of the world arrived. You know, and I, at the time, I loved Donald Trump because my favorite show was
The Apprentice,
because he was funny and you're fire, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody take him seriously.
Yeah.
And now he's a president with stupid comment and bullying everybody. I said, wow, what the...
Like, I love The Office. I don't want Michael Scott to be president, you know? Like,
so, okay, so many places to go, but let's go back and we're going to figure it out when the coffee arrives. Okay, so you always knew you want attention.
Mm-hmm.
But... You choose the theater. Why you choose the acting or you could do dance or you could do improv? Did you do improv?
A little bit. But I grew up in a really, really small town.
Okay,
in,
where?
New Brunswick, a little town called Centerville.
Okay.
So
it's not it's New Brunswick.
Yeah.
Because they have they have two New Brunswick, I think. No?
There's a city called New Brunswick in New Jersey.
Okay.
But, yeah, like the province New Brunswick.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know why I always point when I'm talking.
Oh,
okay,
it's
like,
there.
Yeah, it's
right there. Always try to find
what he's saying. It's hiding in the corner.
Guys,
can you see it?
New Brunswick's
right over there.
Okay, thanks.
It's beautiful.
Yes, it's amazing. A lot of chairs.
I do that all the time. The other day I was like talking to my friend about like China, and I was like, you know, China.
Yeah.
Just like,
Down there.
Yeah, like, why am I pointing? We're like, just like in a...
But you know what? This is funny. You should
write
that.
I should write that down, actually. It's very funny. I do that all the time.
Exactly.
Like, no matter...
And you know what? Everybody do that at the same time. You know?
Like, an arbitrary direction. Yes. Like, just, that's not where...
So you go down.
Yeah. You know? That's
like okay. So New Brunswick, small place.
Mm-hmm.
Small school. So when you start, you said, I want to be important, you know?
I think so. The first time I, acted... Well, I think I was maybe in, a church play or two before this, but because I'm from such a small town, there were 100, 150 kids in my elementary school.
Okay.
And my dad was also the vice principal of my elementary school.
No way.
And he also ran the theater club. So I just remember I was just at home being a hyper 7-year-old, and my dad was like, okay, I'm putting you in theater.
Way.
Shut up. Yeah, he didn't tell me to shut up. Yeah.
Wow.
He was just like, okay, you're gonna be in, I think I I
he
do
could give
think,
you right talent.
Yeah.
He give you theater.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I think too, I have a vague memory of this. I don't know if I'm remembering it correctly, but I seem to think it was I was in grade 2, and I think you had to be in grade 3 and up, grade 3, 4, 5 to get into the theater club. And I feel I made a skit and a song to convince my dad that he should allow kids in grade 2 to be in it, and then I just one day at home was just Dad, I just was sit on the couch.
Wow.
And I
Hey, what old are you?
I was 7.
Wow, 7 years old. Sit, father, I'm gonna sing and dance.
Yeah,
and to I was prove you
that kids my age should be allowed in drama club. And then he changed it, and it stayed that way for a year. And then when he I grew up and went on to middle school and high school, and he became the principal of another school, and he kept it at grade 2 because he was you convinced me. So
what did you watch at the time to let you dream about that? You know what I mean? Do you remember who was? Maybe not a mentor, but do you have poster in your room, you know?
Remember? I must say, when I was a kid, we watched a lot of Monty Python.
Okay.
So, we just had, old, Monty Python on, VHS.
Oh, yeah. So, you know already you want to be funny.
Yeah. And just, silly. I just love, the silliness of Monty Python.
Wow.
So, I think that was
and
the thing.
And you are now.
Yeah.
It's amazing,
it's so weird.
Because you don't think about that every day, but because we talk about that, what is your feeling about you project that at 7 years old?
Yeah.
You know?
I never even thought of that.
And, and now you are the Mighty Python girl, you know?
Yeah.
Because you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's fun, and it's weird how much time you wait.
Mm.
And I'm pumped to know why you jump. I know why, because it's not easy, but I don't know how you get that. You get there. Okay, so theaters, secondaire, en français, it's secondaire 2, but grade 2, grade 3, 4, 5, always theater?
Yeah, always theater. I studied it in university.
Oh, you go to the college after?
Yeah. So I went to Queens.
Whoa! Yay! All right, that's a whoa. This is for me. I order a cappuccino. What did you order?
I ordered a latte.
Whoa!
So it looks delicious.
It is. Merci. Make some noise again. Merci. So fun. Peroni.
Yes.
I'm so grateful they gave me the opportunity to do my podcast here. Look at that, the beautiful coffee.
That's gorgeous.
I know.
Look at this. It's all so fancy.
And you know, you play here because they have the best night of comedy. Shout out to Ali and Sid. You play that? Do you like that?
I haven't done it here before, actually.
You never did this place?
No, I haven't.
Why I have you?
I did Rosewood.
Rosewood,
That was one of the worst. I did a terrible job that night.
No, I wasn't there.
Yeah, I think so.
But here, did you do the Peroni open mic?
Yeah.
You have an open mic at Wednesday?
They have an open mic now?
No, I mean, it was a Wednesday. Oh. They try. You bomb at the Rosewood?
I bombed.
Check. We're going to put that here. Like a Nouveau-Brunswick. bomb. We're gonna come back there.
Yeah.
Because this is very important.
It was the biggest bomb.
In your career?
Yeah. I've had some bombs. Like, yeah, everybody was like...
But, you know, you have different kind of bomb, eh?
Yeah, it was... Oh, no, I almost cried walking off the stage. Yeah,
wow.
It was so bad. Look
how you're generous to say that, you know? And I don't use that because I want to show to the people, you bomb. Yeah. No. It's important to bomb. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And it's important. It's not fun.
No.
But you're going to remember. And you know already the mistake you made.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna talk about that later. Because like I said, it's fun. Because me, I love to dissect. Is it the dissect your story?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I do that for myself. Huh?
Yeah.
Before. I don't do that because I want you. And I do that because I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
When you do this job, you're alone. And you think you have only this kind of problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, you know what? I want to share my problem with others. I always realize that, we have the same problem, we have the same situation, but we work at the same place, but we don't talk enough together. You know what I mean? Sometimes.
It's so true.
But and another thing I hate is the competition when I don't have to be in competition with you.
Those are two things I've been realizing. No, it's like I will
never be you. You will never be
exactly.
Me. It's your path, it's your journey, it's your road.
Yeah.
But if you said tonight you're going to play on stage with Elsbeth, okay, now I'm in competition. You know what I mean? It's never like that. It's chacun son tour. It's you're after it's me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, because I was so jealous when I started coming in, you know. Are you jealous when you saw some person you start with or you think you're better than them and they have something, you should have it, or you know what I mean?
I feel a little, lately that is something I've been struggling with, is just sort of like, I feel like I've been in a little bit of a plateau, but I do feel like I'm kind of getting my groove back. Sometimes it's just sort of like, oh, these people are getting all these shows, these people, and it's like, okay, but then whenever I feel that way, I'll look at my calendar, and it's like, okay, look at all the shows you have.
Yeah.
I keep comparing myself to other people, and like that's so dangerous and so toxic because at the end of the day, like the people I'm comparing myself to are people that I really like as individuals and people who are like way different from me. They're getting those shows because that show works for their style. You have this it doesn't matter, it's not a competition. I just need to keep hustling and keep it's at the end of the day, I'm my only competition.
Yeah, and it's weird because with all the bipolar or the TDHA or the we are so intelligent at the same time.
Yeah.
No, because it's true.
I feel like that's what makes me intelligent.
How many people say that every time to yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Like, stop comparing yourself, focus on your thing, don't be jealous. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because this job is always like, watch yourself in the mirror before judging other. You know
exactly,
what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, because I don't say you bomb, but I remember every time I saw you, no matter if you bomb or not on stage, I said good job.
Yeah.
And I don't know are you is your perception about that? Because maybe you could think I'm sarcastic, like, hey, you bomb, good job, you know? But me, when I say that, it's because I respect you.
Oh, thank you.
You go on stage, you try and you bomb, good job.
You tried.
It's the job. This is the job. If you want to be funny, you have to go there.
Yeah.
No matter what. We did a show together, remember, at the Wiggle Room?
Mm-hmm.
And I bump you.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know you, so I asked you, hey, are you comfortable that I bump you? And said, yeah, you remember?
Yeah.
No, you know, because it was true, you know, I don't want to, because I have another show,
and I didn't know
I have another, so I re-switch.
Yeah.
By respect, you know, because I said, no, I would like to be first, remember?
Mm.
So this is important, because I don't want you have, look this guy,
he
arrived and he bump, you know what I mean? And I give you my beer.
Yes, you did. That was nice.
No, I mean, you know, my point, look, is to bring back a community.
Yeah.
At the same time, you know, because we nobody care about us in general, and nobody are kind with us.
Mm-hmm.
So we fight together. We should be like that together, and you know, because so many people in this industry are not there for the good reason, mm-hmm. you know, the real job, you know. So anyway, I talk. So I took my coffee and
yeah, I was like,
but no, but I remember everything. But the bombing is there. Mm-hmm. But so you went to the university, you said.
Yeah.
Is it serious? At the time, I want to be an actor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So I really, really wanted to be an actor, but I had really bad self-esteem.
Okay, like everyone, huh?
Yeah, it was I had like painfully low self-esteem when I was in university. So I just sort of
why? Why low self-esteem at this time? Is it always like that?
It was like especially throughout like being a teenager in like my early 20s. It was
try to find yourself, you know.
And just like I think my mental health issues were bad then, but they weren't. I wasn't getting the help I needed. So
you take drugs at the time?
No, no.
Alcohol, weed.
A little bit, but okay.
Not enough to not help your mental health.
Yeah, okay. That was more in my late 20s. But,
okay, you want to go back there?
Yeah, but
it's weird you say that because I said, did you take an acid and the day after you start to become ED? But it's like no. That because you said late.
Yeah, later.
Later.
No, I've never done acid. Yeah.
No, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
A strong drug. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's something, if somebody knock you in your head. I think I'm going to be a comedian. So university, not good esteem of yourself.
Yeah.
And it's weird because theater, you need self-esteem more than in comedy because you have to work with other ego.
And it's competitive too. Like you're actually like competing with people for roles. It's like,
exactly.
Oh,
and they are not friends with you.
Yeah.
Big ego. And a lot of people who are not self confident,
mm-hmm.
they are the worst
mm-hmm.
when they compete.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
For sure.
They are very aggressive.
Yeah.
So you don't make a lot of friends in the university.
I had some very, very close friends, but that, yeah, I wasn't super like invited to a lot of parties or anything.
Yeah.
But like I had like, you know, the friends that I had were, you know, I feel like that's kind of always been my case. Like I don't, except now I have a lot of friends, but like I always have like friends who are like family and then kind of like people that I know.
Yeah.
I like it that way.
But no friends in the theater?
Not really. Okay. Like, yeah, my two best friends in university were also in theater, but one of them was a stage manager and the other one did, like, musicals, which, like, I can't sing or dance, so, like, we were never... Also, she was,
only
like...
at 7 years old to convince your parents.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
After that...
yeah, and, like, she was also, like, she was, like, a good, like, 6 inches shorter than me and had, like... Okay. Long curly brown hair, so like we'd never be competing for roles. Like
they'd
never be like, "Oh, we want her or her." Two girls, like, nothing like each other. So I think that helped us.
Okay,
be
so
friends.
You...
I didn't have any other blonde friends.
So you do, you do theater. Did you make a piece of theater?
Yeah, I wrote a play.
You wrote?
Yeah, I wrote a play.
Wow.
That was produced. And yeah, I was in quite a few plays as well. I did costuming.
The Elsbeth, is it happy at the time when you wrote some? No?
No.
Why? Is it because at the time you didn't know you're not belong there?
I think so. And I think it was just, like, my teens were kind of difficult. Like, my parents got divorced when I was 15.
Okay, so was very something.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of stuff. Okay. Yeah, there was a lot of stuff that I, like, looking back, I, like, just really needed therapy and didn't get it.
No, because at the time it was taboo.
Yeah.
Now we can say that I saw, I have my doctor. But it's like, you owe me $50 at the end, by the way. No, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
In a good sense, you know? Yeah. But okay, so the parents, this... At 15 years old, crush you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and how did you find peace with yourself? You know, because you know when your parent encourage you,
mm-hmm.
outside is wow, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's not because we need so much attention. We want more challenge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My parent always encouraged me, so it was like. It was like, no, mais is it possible to not encourage me and said like, you can do that? And I said, I'm going to prove I can do it. Because you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And so when you are, they're always like, oh, you're amazing. We believe in you. It's like, ah, you know.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love that my parents are like that. Like I have, my dad came to Montreal for my first Witty Wednesdays show. Like he drove in just like to watch the show. He stayed the night in Montreal and then he drove back.
From where?
New Brunswick.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have to say what is that because it's what?
Oh yeah, so New Brunswick it's...
No. Oh. You're coming tonight.
Oh, Witty Wednesdays, it's twice a month at the Diving Bell Social Club, which is 3956 St. Laurent Boulevard, third floor. The next show is October 2nd. We have one...
It's witty, but why witty? What is witty?
Twice a week.
What is...
Or twice a month, I mean. Twice a week. Twice Jesus a week? Christ.
It's a lot of job,
saying
eh?
That, I was just like,
I mean,
oh,
what is Witty Wednesday?
Witty. It's a comedy show. It's a...
No, what is witty?
Oh, what is witty? I thought you were witty. Like asking for...
No.
It's sort of like quick... Like quick and funny. Yeah, like a quick...
Okay, witty is quick and funny. It's an open mic?
No, it's a booked show. We have six comedians.
But it's a place to try joke.
Mm-hmm.
People know we're gonna go there.
Oh,
try
yeah.
joke.
Yeah.
Okay, because open mic.
Yeah, it's not an open mic.
It's like everybody first arrive, first serve.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's the booking.
Yeah, it's booked. It's
and you pay.
Yes. Okay. When I have we split
so you
the
start
door,
that.
So.
Huh?
Yeah, it's yeah. Your, so I started. Yeah,
it's your look. Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah,
look at that.
My
you know,
baby.
You don't want to book me? Okay, I'm gonna start my own night. Eh?
That's right.
No, it's true.
Yeah,
I'm gonna. We gotta go bomb. Start my own night. Okay. Yeah. No, it's true.
It was essentially.
It's amazing. You're strong. This is why I love the new generation. You know, like I'm gonna do my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, you know, we have to wait. For a manager or producer mm-hmm. to discover us and rub us, you know, and we have to say thank you so much, you know, to rub me 30% every time, you know,
mm-hmm.
and more for nothing and waiting until now you do your own stuff. Okay, so university, you write your own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So now you know you have a talent of writing.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I've always, when I was a kid, I was like, I want to be a writer or an actress. And now I'm a writer and a comedian. Those are my jobs.
So all the best actors in the world are comedian.
Mm.
The industry always shit on comedian.
Mm-hmm.
You never saw an actor comedian win an Oscar.
Mm.
But the tough part, it's comedy.
Yeah.
Not drama.
Comedy, so yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Like, every time I saw the Oscar, I said, oh. It's you know, it's Christy, what is her name? Christy, you remind me her.
Who?
Christy, she was in SNL.
Blonde. Oh, Kristen Wiig?
Yes.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have the same attitude.
I have heard that. I like that.
Because she's shy too.
Yeah.
But when she decides
she's
to not be...
I love her.
Oh my God. She's so funny.
Bridesmaids is one of my like.
Bridesmaids is my favorite,
my
okay? Come on.
It's like, it's one of those movies that if I'm just like really sad, I can just watch Bridesmaids and I won't be really sad for...
It's my Dumb and Dumber girl.
Yeah, it's so,
you know what I mean?
Oh, it's so good and it's so silly and it's like...
Punchline.
Because like, they're all like pretty... Like, you know, like, nice, and there's that scene where, like, Maya Rudolph, like, shits herself in the street, and it's just, like, it's, I love it, because it's just, like, yeah, we're women, but, like, we also, like, get food poisoning, you know, it's just, like, it's, it's...
Oh, and I would like to say, thank you for my favorite friend who's gonna get married. Me too, I'm gonna send, I would like, hey, good, the song never finished, man.
Yeah.
If you never saw Bright Man, it's a classic. When Bridesmaids
like
2 is gonna arrive, let's see.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Oh, it's so good. I love Kristen Wiig. I'm a huge fan.
And me, I love. I want more funny girl. You
mm-hmm.
know, in our industry. You know what I mean? So when I saw you, I said, "Oh yes, I want you on my podcast." And you, but I didn't know you just started. You have a great work ethic for a girl who started in January. Okay, because now it's we are in September.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this podcast is going to be released in January.
Oh, okay.
So when everybody going to see that, it's going to be your first 1 year anniversary in comedy.
Yes.
But it's because of all the struggle and all the pain and the try. Because comedy is always try, eh? It's try, 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 miss, try, miss, try. You know, get, it's, you know. So you're right. How long did you stay in university?
4 years.
It was for your parents or for yourself? You know what I mean?
Looking back, it was like, because I was a good student in school, so I was just like, you graduate high school, you go to university. Like, I didn't really...
Who paid that?
Think about it. My parents paid. I'm very lucky.
Exactly, because if you pay that, you will not stay 4 years.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you want your parents to still be proud.
Yeah.
And they pay. Do you live with your parents at the time?
No, because I went to university in Ontario.
Okay.
Because like I'm from such a small town that like there wasn't any university I could have gone to and lived with my parents.
Oh, when did you move in Montreal?
So I moved to Montreal about 3 years ago.
Okay, so before always in Ottawa?
I was in Ontario for university. I moved back to New Brunswick for a while, and then I lived in Asia for 5 years.
Asia?
Yeah.
Wow.
Been all over.
Hey, wow. Asia is this way, by the way.
Asia, yeah. Huh? It's right over there.
Hey, wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. Hey, I'm fascinated by Asia, and I'm scared at the same time.
It's so cool. Like, I went there.
It's 30 hours of plane. Just that made me scared.
That was
30.
Tricky.
30.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Oh, I know. Wow. I've done the plane. Wow. Yeah.
And this is fun because I don't like to, I don't ask questions before.
Mm-hmm.
I like a spontaneous discussion. And because you give me surprise. Okay, so when you say Ontario is big.
Yeah.
Where in Ontario?
In Kingston. So I went I went to Queen's University.
Okay, so like, and when I ask you this question, you did like, so did you do that for your parents? It's yes?
No, but...
A mix?
I think it's just because I didn't realize there were other things I could do. And it was like, okay,
I
was a good student. You know, that's
you don't have a day job, look.
Yeah.
They pay everything.
No, I had to like pay for like, I worked at a hardware store in university. so like they like paid my like tuition by that. Yeah. So
when you finished university, what did you do?
I moved back to New Brunswick for a little while because I graduated. So I graduated with a major in theater and a minor in women's studies right after the recession started.
Okay. 2008?
I graduated in 2009. So, like, the recession was still... So, there were no jobs.
And what job you could have?
Exactly. What job could I have with, like, theater and women's studies? Like
Harvey's?
Yeah.
So manager at Harvey's? I have a degree, look.
Yeah, exactly.
Because really, so...
Yeah.
So did you know that at the time? You will never find a job?
It became clear as I got closer to graduation. I was like, oh, crap.
Because it's weird. Like, you're a comedian.
Yeah.
You don't need anything to be a comedian. You need guts.
Yeah.
You're a lady from the university, 4 years in theater.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have the guts then. That's the thing. I didn't have the guts.
So you go back home.
So I went back home.
For you, are you depressed?
Yeah. Very.
Because it's like a go back, you know.
Yeah.
It's like... You a waste of time, no?
Mm-hmm.
So what did you do? Did you start to drug yourself?
No. That happened mostly when I was in Asia.
in Asia?
Yeah, I was in Asia.
Okay, so how long did you stay in Vaux-Brunswick before in Asia?
So I was only there for like 9 or 10 months.
Okay.
And then I was like, okay, this sucks. There are no jobs. There aren't going to be jobs. There are jobs in South Korea. So I'm going to go to South Korea.
Why South Korea?
They still do, it's changed though, but they have lots of like really good packages for people who want to teach English. Like they pay your flights, they pay for your housing, and they pay for teaching English.
So 2010 you went to Asia?
Yeah.
So 2010 you have internet,
mm-hmm.
but it's slow.
Mm.
You know,
my dad still had dial up, I think, at his house.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you said, I'm gonna work in Asia, it's far for a girl who just did Kingston, New Brunswick.
I traveled a lot as a kid, so like when I was a little kid, when I was like 10 or 11, my family lived in Scotland for a year.
Okay.
And then when I was in grade 12, the summer between grade 11 and 12, the like sort of government of New Brunswick sent some high school students to Beijing. And then I was just like, oh, like, I so did. I, like, I'd been to, I'd so been you to went the there. Continent of Asia.
Well, how old are you at that?
I was 17.
17, Beijing, okay. Yeah. How long did you stay there? Was it a 2-week trip?
3 weeks. I think we were there for about a month. We were in Beijing for 3 weeks and then Shenzhen, which is right by Hong Kong.
Okay,
for,
so it's
like
why,
week.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. You knew that.
Yeah.
And you have an opportunity. Why did you find the opportunity?
So I was actually, in retrospect, this is a funny story. So I moved back to New Brunswick and I meet this guy that I got a crush on in high school. And we start dating on May 1st. We moved in together. Like, we'd been dating for like 6 or 7 months. We moved in together on May 1st. My birthday is May 9th. He broke up with me on my birthday.
Shout out.
Hi, Tony.
Shout out to Tony.
We're still
thanks,
Facebook
Tony,
friends, so you might see this.
To make who she
exactly.
are now.
Yeah.
You know, you have a part.
Oh, yeah.
You have a part.
Oh, for sure. And we were also like, definitely should not have been together. Like, no hard feelings, but.
No hard feelings.
No hard feelings.
But you, what? Look what you lost.
Oh. I'm much prettier now.
Yeah, and funny.
Yeah. So, so we broke up and then like...
No, he broke up.
Oh, yeah. He broke up. He broke up with me. And
yeah,
then
yeah.
we fucking
when he gave you the cake?
Yeah. No, it was like we just had like a stupid fight. I don't know. I just...
Is it funny to tell?
Guy, like, I don't even remember what the fight was about.
Like,
it was
like
just...
a brush truth?
No, we were just... I don't even...
Because when you live together, look, the arguments are so stupid, you know?
And I think the underlying cause was, like, we were supposed to go to Korea together, and I really wanted to go, and he was kind of dragging his feet. So,
maybe,
like, I think we just needed to break up and not...
I think he choked.
Yeah.
And the way to choke, he was not like, I'm not comfortable to go there.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do everything to piss you off.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I did the same, because I was like, I want... you to come here, like, I think we both, you know, I was like, you know, 22, or like, I was like, we were both like very young and in like a serious relationship, like, and so, I think we didn't know how to break up with each other,
exactly.
So we just fought.
When, so he said, I'm done with you at your birthday.
Yeah.
Did you have time to cry, or you go right away
there?
Oh,
I said, it was like, because we had gone out for like a couple of like pre-birthday drinks, so like, so then, like, the next day was my birthday. Like, he broke up with me, and then the next day was my birthday.
Okay.
So then the next day, one of my, like, childhood friends who I'd known since I was, like, 2 or 3 messaged me to be like, hey, I hope you're, like, happy birthday. I hope you're doing well. And she was living in Korea. And I was like, actually, Tony and I just broke up last night. I see you're living in Korea. How's that? I've been thinking of doing it. Can you set me up? And she was like... yes, I can. My school's hiring. Can you be here by July?
Wow.
So it was like...
So it's real. It's
because
of...
Yeah, it was
nuts. Life is amazing sometimes,
huh? It was...
When you are down...
Oh, yeah.
And you don't know why you arrived there, and it's because of a reason you will know later. It's why I believe... the phrase? Because I'm mixing French and English. Nothing happens for nothing.
So yeah, yeah. Everything happens for a reason.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's why I love Back to the Future. When you put your mind to it, you know, you can accomplish anything. And now, you're pissed off.
Yeah.
Because no matter if you don't like this guy or not, nobody left you.
Mm-hmm.
You know the ego?
Mm-hmm.
You broke with me when we were supposed to do something.
You go
with the rage, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's kind of what started with comedy as well. I was like, okay, you're dumping me.
Exactly. You know,
doing comedy.
Exactly. So you go there. Do you like the plane? Do you like the trip? It's because, like I said, it's very far. Did you stop often? Do you remember?
Because I flew from New Brunswick, so I think it was New Brunswick to either Montreal or Toronto, and then like Montreal or Toronto to Vancouver, and then Vancouver to Seoul.
Okay.
So it was always I've done that trip so many times.
Okay.
And then like once I arrived in Seoul, I had to take like a 4-hour bus ride down.
Did you scare at Vancouver? You thought, it's not far anymore.
Yeah.
There's so many Chinese people there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The first time I went there, I was
I've never
rushed.
Actually been to Vancouver.
No?
I've only been to the Vancouver airport.
Okay.
I've been to the Vancouver airport at
Yeah. Okay. It was my first trip. So Vancouver to?
To Seoul, South Korea.
Okay, you arrived there. You never went there. You went
no, I've never been. Went there. To, yeah, I've been to China, okay. But I've never been to South.
So
Korea.
how was your trip, and why 5 years? 5 years. Come back often?
Yeah, I'd come back every summer. So I did 2 years in South Korea, and then after South Korea, I moved to Hong Kong. And I just
It's amazing.
Yeah.
You talk about that in your show?
Yeah, I have a bit about it. And I think a lot of people think this is fake, but my first job in Hong Kong, I taught telepathy, so like mind reading.
Okay.
To babies.
What do you mean?
I know. So I had to teach babies how to read minds.
What?
Yeah.
And they pay you?
Oh, they paid me well.
But wait, it's why you stay 5 years.
Yeah.
After 5 years, they say, I think we don't have budget for that.
Yeah,
anymore.
It's like, this is nonsense.
Does it work?
Yeah. It was so, I have a joke about that.
So 5 years there, why? Why? Because, you know, you're extroverted, you know, I don't know. You don't do that for the money.
Mm.
You do that for the experience.
Mm-hmm.
So the experience was amazing if you stay there 5 years.
Yeah.
And you came back just because your parents, or maybe you, because
I wasn't.
At the time, look, life was not like it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you have Skype, you have Facebook, you have so many social media, and you can talk right away. You can FaceTime. You know, at the time, look,
you can call
anybody. It's cost a lot.
Plus, like the 13-hour time difference as well.
Yeah,
so that was hard. So I came back because my mental health was like really bad.
Why?
And then
the sushi was not good anymore.
I wasn't in a country with sushi, but it's Japan.
It's my I skipped my story.
So my mental health was bad, and also my first nephew was about to be born, so I wanted to come back. And
this is your brother.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So my.
But this is that the real reason why you came back, or you clean everything there, like I'm done, you know?
No, I wanted to stay, but I was like, I was drinking too much.
Sake.
Yeah, it was too much everything.
Like what? What did you drink there? In general,
beer. I've always liked beer.
The beer is the most popular there.
No, in Korea they have this drink called soju.
Okay.
It's an acquired taste. My dad really, really likes it. He came to visit twice when I was in Korea, and he would just sit there and like drink soju, like because he's a big guy. He's like 6'5".
Is it like sake?
It's kind of like vodka, but like.
Oh. Big taste?
Yeah, big taste. I lose all memory. And
but do you know what is the ingredient?
I don't even know. You know? I don't want to know.
Oh, dead the body.
Just like my soul. My dignity is the ingredient.
So you go back and you want to do the role, you know, you want to help your brother with the kids?
Yeah, and so I just wanted to be closer to family.
And change the bad habits.
Yeah, I'd start.
But there you're a teacher.
Yeah.
So, is it fun for you to be a teacher at the time?
I mean, I really like kids. Both of my parents are teachers.
But it,
that's
it's not
the
what
hardest
you want.
Job. That is the part. Teachers should make $1 million a year. Like
no recognition.
Oh my god.
Recognition.
Yeah.
Recognition.
Yeah, yeah.
No recognition.
Yeah. Oh.
They don't care about you.
Yeah.
And if you remember when we are young, we don't care about the teacher. Teacher is a loser.
Mm.
Remember?
I
would never be a teacher.
My dad was my third grade teacher.
Yeah,
he's from such a small town, so I was always like,
yeah, because he's your hero.
Yeah.
Okay, so you come back. It's 2015 when you came back?
Yeah.
So 2015 to 2019, what did you do?
I lived in Ottawa for a year because that's kind of close to where my brother lives. But then I was like, oh, don't want to live here.
Shout out to Ottawa. We don't
it's
want to live there.
Very pretty city.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Very pretty city. Any Ottawa comedians looking?
It's very,
for a
it's
spot.
Very clean.
Yeah, very clean.
Yeah. People are very polite.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
For real. No sarcasm, no sarcasm. Every time I go there, it's not a perfect city, but...
It's beautiful.
People who live there are very respectable. You know, they wait at the red light.
Yeah.
I said, no car.
I think that was the hard thing for me because I went from Hong Kong to Ottawa. So it's just
exactly.
Like,
yes. It's not the same mentality, yeah?
No.
And you have space in Ottawa.
Yeah.
Did you feel like, walk and when you wait at the red light, just go see another guy? Sorry, it's my bad habit. I need to,
yeah.
I said, what the, what I mean?
Get on the bus, just like stand under somebody's armpit, you know, like I'm back in Hong Kong.
Did you bring back bad habit from there? And because like too many people?
Oh, I think so. I think Hong Kong definitely made me a little more aggressive on the street because you have to be. Like it's one of the, like it's insane. Like the population density is wild.
Yes.
You're
arriving at that wall with empty street everywhere.
Yeah, it's like, what is
big,
this?
Big,
I want an old man to like spit a cigarette at me right now. Come on. I love Hong Kong. Like
yeah. So this is funny
so
too,
many
huh? So yeah, so funny. So, okay. Is it in Ottawa? Did you went to a Yuk Yuk or Absolute?
I went on a bad date to a Yuk Yuk's. But yeah, no, I didn't start. Yeah, so then I was living in Ottawa, and I was working from home. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna move to Montreal.
Why?
It's because I've always liked Montreal.
Yeah, but do you have a friend there too?
I didn't know anyone. I knew one person in South Korea when I moved there. I didn't.
Yeah,
know
but it's because
Hong
of
Kong.
This person who hired you.
Yeah.
You have a reason.
I didn't have any reason to move to Hong Kong. I don't know why I'm pointing. I'm just pointing. Just Marilyn Monroe's Hong Kong.
So Montreal. So you decide to go to Montreal.
Yeah.
Well, why is it? Why Montreal? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could go to Toronto.
Just because I knew the rent was cheap in Montreal.
The what?
The rent.
The rent is cheap.
Yeah. So there was like, I've always liked Montreal.
The rent is cheap everywhere if you go in a shitty place.
Yeah.
So where did you live?
I actually lived in Rosemont Le Petit Patrie my first
this
year.
This is not too cheap, but it's not too much shitty.
Yeah.
It's not a chalago.
I don't live there now. I live in Pointe Saint-Charles now, which is nice.
Yes.
I love Pointe Saint-Charles.
Pointe Saint-Charles is a Griffin Town?
Yeah, just past.
I live
just
in Griffin Town.
Oh, nice, yeah.
After the bridge.
Yeah.
Okay, you're lucky the baseball's going to be there.
Yeah, I love baseball.
We're going to talk about
baseball.
That. Bomb. what is the other one? The bomb. Oh, I forgot this one. And baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ah, yeah. Why? I forgot this one. What is this one? Maybe because we did it.
Mm.
Bomb. Anyway, I think we're gonna. Okay. So, Rose. It's fun you say that. My first time I moved to Montreal, I live in on Masson,
mm-hmm.
The big street. They have a Maxi. You know,
I
big
live right behind that Maxi.
Me too. Me too.
Just on Deeperville.
Yeah, it's like a U, look.
Yeah, I lived there.
No
too.
Way. I have found
that. Wow,
that's
Seal Patinode.
Wow, I lived there.
That's why.
Wow.
5593.
I don't know. I don't know that, but it was on the first floor.
Yeah.
But like, the first floor, like, it's like
a half
floor, you know, because
it's like one of the smallest streets in Montreal.
Yes,
moved to Montreal to this exact location.
The Tim Horton closed, by the way.
Oh, really?
You know the Tim Horton there?
Yeah, that's before my Wi-Fi was set up. I lived in that Tim Hortons because I was working from home, so I needed the Wi-Fi.
I live.
Oh, jeez, that Tim Hortons was always busy.
I know. I don't understand.
It was so weird. And at night, it would smell like cinnamon rolls.
Yes.
Remember from that bakery?
Yes.
I liked my apartment there, but it was.
Oh man, I hated this time of my life.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was. I was not in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. And okay, so wow, what a coincidence.
That's so weird.
So after that, I moved to on the plateau.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah.
And you move on Pointe Saint-Charles.
Mm-hmm.
So how long did you stay on the
I was there for I think like 10 months because I got a lease takeover. So I moved to Montreal in November.
Okay.
About 3 years ago, 2016.
Okay.
And
no reason, though. Just change air.
Yeah.
You go there, move, okay, because no subway there.
Yeah.
You have to take a bus and, you know what I mean?
I didn't.
You arrive in the winter.
Yeah.
So I think you stay a lot in your apartment.
Yeah, that first winter was a little lonely.
But what did you do then? Did you work somewhere?
Where did I work at first? I was working from home until April of that year, of 2017. So the first, like...
What do you mean by home?
Like, I just worked from home. I was
I would love to work at home and do that.
Yeah, that was my job, just sitting there in the lounge, being like, I did this for 20 hours today. Yeah, I was doing a job. I had to find videos for this Apple TV app and like upload them to the app.
Did they pay you to do that?
They did.
So it's a great timing for you in the winter.
Yeah, exactly.
So you just go there, and after that, when the snow finished, you said, oh my God, I have to get out of here.
Yeah, so this is like talking about being in the right place at the right time.
Okay.
So I joined like a meetup.com group to like make friends in Montreal because I didn't know anyone. And because I was working from home. So I joined that and we went out on St. Patrick's Day and I didn't really want to go out. It was the day before St. Patrick's Day. I didn't really feel like going out, but I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to go out. And we're down at Brewtopia.
Brewtopia?
It's on Crescent?
Yes. Okay.
So we're at Brewtopia. It's completely packed. All of Crescent Street is completely packed.
Oh, is it Brewtopia, the F1?
No, it was St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, St. Patrick's Day. Okay, sorry.
Or like the day before, but it was on a Friday. It was on a Saturday, so it was like just like a weekend of downtown being packed. And so, yeah, so it's Brewtopia is the only bar we can get into. Me and this like meetup group, or I'm not super friends with anyone. And so we get in, and there's only room on the third floor of Brewtopia. So we're standing there, and I'm standing at the bar with somebody else from the group, and we're talking, and I keep looking at the bartender. I'm like, he looks so familiar. That's so weird. He looks just like a guy I knew in Korea, but like that guy lives in Vietnam, so like that's not him. And then I hear a bartender say his name, and I'm like, holy shit, that's him. And so then, like, we were like, what? Like, we kind of like locked eyes at the same time. We were like, what are you doing here? And so then he introduced me to all of his friends, who are like still some of like my very best friends. And but they were, a lot of them were musicians, so I'd go out and watch music with them, and I kept saying like, I want to do comedy, I want to do comedy. And they were like,
who said that?
A new musician. Yeah, so
you said that?
Yeah,
you want to do comedy?
Yeah.
So why?
Like,
why?
Just because I was hanging out with all these musicians and I was seeing them perform. And
yeah, you say I want to sing.
Yeah.
Why comedy? I don't understand it.
Because I think it's because I've always like, I think they would always, like, I'd say things and they'd be like, you're funny, you should do comedy.
They said that to you?
Yeah.
So it's a friend from Korea.
Mm-hmm.
You come back here, you 10 months like that in the snow.
Yeah.
You find a way to get out, make friends, and you recognize a guy who, so this guy, what kind of friend it was in Korea? It was a close friend?
We weren't that close. Like, we were like it's kind of the same friend group.
But not close.
Yeah, not close.
It's fun
how
you was close when you see him again.
Yeah.
It's weird, huh?
Because we had this share, like,
it's because I'm alone, I need you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
So, and he's like, he's such a lovely guy, like he's...
So this guy is a musician.
Yeah.
He's in a band.
Mm-hmm.
And so why he I want to know, because why he said to you, you're funny, you should be a comedian. I don't understand.
So I think...
Are you, when you drink, not shy and say stupid things?
I think so. And I think just, you know, like, I mean? Even... Yeah, like, I don't know. I think...
I want to know...
It was one of those things... Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
I want
to
know...
Yeah.
Where somebody said to you... And you said, you're right.
It was one of those things where it was like, because I was always watching them perform.
Yeah.
And because I had like always performed, I think I was getting a little jealous.
Okay, so after that, after the first meeting,
yeah,
you go home, you come, you start to follow them.
Yeah, and
you,
so
you,
I'm,
but did you move to myself, to the place?
Yeah, yeah, so I was already like when I like ran into him.
But you move where after the, where we live to this, at the same place?
Yeah.
Where did you...
Then Point St. Charles. Okay, so I've been in this apartment for 2 years now.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So you moved there.
Yeah.
Because of them?
Yeah,
because
they were all like around the corner.
Okay. So you moved there and you start to follow them. Mm-hmm. You still do this job?
No, I started an office job after that.
Where?
The company's gone under.
Okay, but is it downtown?
It was in the Plateau.
Okay, so so do you have a car?
No.
So you took the bus or the subway? Yeah. How do you feel at the time? Are you still depressed?
A little bit, but getting better. It was nice to have friends. Because like, that was the thing too, in Ottawa, I had like two friends.
And you know, when you move often, you don't have time to make friends, mm-hmm. you know? And so, but at the same time, you find a way to make friends fast.
Yeah.
because you know. So you start to follow them. You start to be jealous. But I don't understand the jealousy of the guy sing. The guy have a guitar and said, "I want to be a comedian." You know what I mean?
Did
you saw a comedy show?
Not really. No, I just saw them performing, and I was just thinking like I want to perform again. Like, that was the thing. And okay. For some reason in my head, like, I'd always wanted to try comedy, but I was like, it's the scariest thing anyone could do.
Yeah, and
it's terrifying, not any, and it, like, doesn't make sense why anyone would do it.
Yeah.
But I think I had said it, and then one of my friends was like, "That's like the third time I've heard you say that.
Yeah.
You're going to do it. You're going to do it on this date.
Who said
We're
that?
Going to Grumpy's." It was my friend Eric Fines.
Shout out to Eric. We forgot all these kind of people, but they help us in our life.
Yeah.
You know? But they bring you at your first show at the Grumpy's.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I didn't do it again for like 2 years.
I know. It's a scary place ever. The first show ever.
I was the only girl on the lineup.
Oh my god. So okay, let's go there. we take a long time,
yeah,
but it's very important. No, don't be sorry. People love you. They want to know more, but we want to know the background. It's very important because you are funny. Do you know that?
I'm starting to, yeah.
You starting to believe you're funny?
Yeah.
But do you know you're funny? Do you know that people laugh when you are watching?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because it's important. You know, you arrive at the Grumpy's.
Yeah. Whenever I tell people that was my first one, they're like, why?
You smell the moist, you know. Did you drink?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, actually, I don't think I drank until after my set was over because I was too nervous.
Okay.
I was so nervous. I had the office job.
Yes.
And I think I used like a vacation day, or like I called in sick or something.
Okay.
To like prepare because I was
so
nervous.
Do you remember what you prepared? Did you prepare the same set than your father at 7 years old?
Yeah. It was probably not as good as that. It was so bad.
So you arrived there.
Yeah.
You said it was only lady. You're coming.
I think I was the only lady that night.
Why? Who booked that? You don't remember who booked
that? Look, it was open mic, so they were just
Just lady on stage.
No, I was the only one.
Who, do you remember who hosted?
I think it was Jason Salen who hosted.
Shout out to Jason.
It was either him or Jacob Greco, because I did it like twice that summer, and then waited 2 years to do it again. And I remember.
So you go there.
The two of them, I think.
You're so nervous.
I don't know. Maybe I just remember them being there.
Yeah. It's very.
It's so, because I didn't know who anyone was.
It's like when I release my ear and my glass. What? It's like that. Like, you know. Who's there? Where I am, you know?
Yeah.
You don't have glass?
Yeah, I wear contacts.
So you know what I mean?
When you
don't go do a show with like that, huh?
Yeah.
Me, I don't do a show with that, you know?
Yeah.
It's so tough to me. It's like I'm inside something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw all the... Anyway, so you arrive there. You're so stressed. No shot, no beer, nothing.
No.
Okay, so do you remember where you're in the lineup?
I was towards the end because I brought a lot of friends,
so they
kept pushing me back.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, because we were sitting like right up front. You know what it is.
How many friends you bring?
I feel like I had like 10 friends with me or so. I had like a crowd.
You're not scared.
Because I had been talking about it. So.
Okay, so you go there. How it was?
I had fun.
I know, but you arrived on stage, took the mic.
Yeah.
What's happened? What did you see? What did you see? The crowd. Can you understand? Can you see? How you feel? Do you have adrenaline arrive?
Yeah, I had a huge adrenaline.
Never
rush.
Feel that.
I had because of acting.
Yeah,
so
but it's not the same
it's
one.
Different.
You know?
Yeah, okay. It felt like I've never skydived before, but I feel like it's what skydiving feels like.
In theater, you never exactly skydived. Oh my god! So you talk.
Yeah.
Do you understand yourself when you talk in the mic?
Too much. Like, because I was coming from a theater background, I used to, like, memorize my jokes as I wrote them.
Yeah.
Which, like, and that's something I'm still, like...
Proud?
No, I'm still, like, getting over doing that. Because I want to be able to just, like, riff. And I think hosting Woody Wednesdays has really helped that. Because, like, last night...
Bombing, your show,
yeah,
and baseball.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, exactly.
I think last night when I hosted Witty Wednesday last night, I think I told one of my jokes, and other than that, I just riffed.
Yes, to build the confidence.
And I got a couple jokes out of it. Yes. So I was running off stage when the comedians were on. I was just writing down what I just said and
Not learn by heart.
Yeah.
That
took me so long to get over because I've been acting for 20 years.
But it's important to know by heart your stuff. But it's important to not know me when you talk. You said a text.
Yeah.
Because I was, you know.
Yeah.
So, you're on stage, you do your stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you feel the laugh?
Yeah, because it was my friends were laughing.
Okay. it's not so bad.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. I felt good about it.
Okay.
Whoever was hosting was really nice and came up to me after and was like, "You were good. We need more girls."
Exactly. So you get out of the stage. You get out of the stage. Did you drink after?
Yeah.
A lot?
Not too much, but I definitely...
So how did you feel? Did you know already, I find my way, I find my path, I find my my new life?
A bit.
Not now?
I knew that I wanted to keep doing it, but I was too scared, I was too self-conscious.
No, I know, but it was not there.
Yeah.
You did not find it, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so you wait, how long you wait, you said, before to do another show?
I think it was 3 or 4 months, and I kind of did that for about a year. I'd do one show every 3 to 6 months.
Remember your second
show? Always Grumpies. It was Grumpies, and my first three shows were at Grumpies.
Wow. It's why you're strong now.
Yeah.
Because
I didn't realize, and then I met a comedian, and...
Me, I'm a professional, okay?
Yeah.
Not better than you, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I went there.
Yeah.
But if you want to be a professional, you have to go back there.
Yeah.
And if you think it's tough when you start to do comedy, trust me, it's more tough when you pay your rent, when you work, people recognize you, because my ego said, we don't go back there.
Mm-hmm.
We suffer so much,
yeah.
But it's the only way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to rewrite, if you want to keep that drive. So I saw you all the time at the Grumpies.
Yeah.
I'm always there. You know what I mean? Always there. But now I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Now I said, you not scare me anymore, Grumpy.
I know, yeah.
Okay, it's my, you know what I mean? But I shit in my pants.
Even a couple weeks ago, I did Shaika in NDG.
Okay.
And then afterwards, everyone went to Grumpy's and I went. And Harrison was hosting that night.
Shout out to Harrison, he's going to come.
Oh, he's so good.
Yeah.
And he asked me if I wanted a spot, and I got so nervous, and I was like, no.
You choked.
Even though I was standing there, hanging out with people, I'm friendly with now. I think
You're a comedian.
Yeah, and I'm
supposed to say yes all the time.
I know, because I just had a good set, and I think there was just something about being in Grumpy's, and it was just
you're so right.
Because I just had a really good set that I'd tried out new jokes and worked, and then I think I hadn't done Grumpy's since I was before I was a comedian.
Oh no, I know exactly what
and
you said.
And so it was I need to do it because I need to practice. But just that night I was
I just
got really intimidated by Grumpy's again.
Because we always bomb. Now you said I kill. I want to keep that for me tonight. Is it possible?
that was exactly it. I was I need to keep this.
So when did you realize it's for you forever? Because when you in the first question, I said,
Yeah, it took me a while. Because December of 2018, I did this open mic up in Villeray, hosted by Aurora Knott. Shout out. Aurora Knott. I don't see her do a lot of shows, but she does really good shows.
So you did a show there. What's happened there?
Sorry? Yeah, I don't know. It was called It's Fine Open Mic. I haven't seen it. I don't know if it's still going on.
But what's happened there?
Yeah, so I did that.
It's you saw...
Yeah, I did that and I was okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this and then
because
I got...
Because nobody called you, eh? Oh, you're good, don't give up, eh?
Yeah, that night, Monica Hamburg, shout out, I love her. She was on that show, and I remember, it's so weird remembering who, I think Innes Anaya and Spencer Reed were also on that show, and they all killed it, and then they all were like, you were really good, you're new to this? And I was like, this is one of my first time, and they were all super, super nice and encouraging,
yeah,
and so I was like, oh, I can do this, it's not, not like nothing against Grumpies. I do like Grumpy, no, but it's like exactly. It's not all as terrifying as
no,
that.
No, 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 no. Exactly. You need if you just do Grumpies.
Yeah, or no, if I did, yeah, like it's because I thought like I was so scared, yeah. And then but yeah. It was like, oh no, like people are just like, it was at like this coffee shop and people were listening and like
Did you try the Comedy Nest?
I didn't try that until March was my first time.
That's all it was.
Yeah.
What, did you like it?
I loved it. Yeah. Yeah. Now I do the Comedy Nest. Like I try to go there like once a month.
Exactly. But, you know what I mean? So now you know it's not only Grumpy's though.
Yeah.
You know what? You have great condition in the Comedy Nest.
Yeah.
So now you know it's Grumpy's is all right.
Yeah.
Because when you start at the Grumpy's, you think it's this forever. Yeah. But it's not. You just start at the worst place. You know what I mean? If somebody you hate in your life. Yeah. And he said, I want to do comedy. You invite him there.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it's a great test for your nerve.
Mm-hmm.
If you can go there and do it, sky's the limit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. you will never find worse than the Grumpies.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Yeah.
The trust me.
It was terrifying.
So you start there.
Yeah.
So after that, oh, it's fun, comedy. Oh, it's so fun. Yeah. Everywhere you go after, it's so, like Wiggle Room.
Yeah.
With shout out to Paul Ash.
Yes.
I saw the video, you kill, you know what I mean? Because you start at the Grumpy's, you start to build your career, and you realize that, oh my God, when did you realize that you start at the worst place ever?
I think like when I would tell comedians, like when I was first starting, they'd be like, oh, like, haven't I seen you? Like, you know, like a couple of people like kind of remembered me from Grumpy's, and they'd be like, why did you start there?
Yeah.
Like people who go every week, and it's like, they're just like, why would you start? And I was like, because I didn't know. Because like,
no book exists how to start.
Yeah.
Where to start.
Yeah.
You have to find your own voice, you know?
At the time, Grumpy's was a music and comedy open mic, and so like all my friends were musicians, so I was like I was asking them where to do comedy, and they're like, oh, I think Grumpy's does music and comedy. And so, like, my friends would go,
you should have
a
Grumpy tattoo there.
I should.
Like, God. This is my path. Just see, I'm a real one. I'm a real one.
Yeah.
You're a real one, by the way. So, okay. So, after that, you start to realize it's for you. And when did you start your bi-weekly comedy?
That started in July.
July.
My
after
show,
Just for
Laughs? Wednesdays?
Yes.
It was right before Just for Laughs.
Okay. So, why? Do you remember why you decided to start your own night?
I set out some goals for myself, in April, because I was going through a difficult time in April, and I was like, okay, I need to achieve things in comedy, and, and having a show was, like, on my goals, but I didn't think it was something I'd accomplish that soon, but then one of my friends did a show at the Diving Bell, where my show Witty Wednesdays is, and she did a show, and it was, because she's a visual artist, so, like, it was during Mural Fest, so to celebrate, she had, like, her murals there, and then a bunch of our friends who are in bands, like, had a music show, and she asked me if I wanted to do comedy, so I did comedy, like, I started off this big music show with, like, a 15-minute set.
Wow.
And the guy who runs the Diving Bell, Austin.
Shout out to Austin.
Everything to Austin. He saw me and he was like, hey, we've been wanting to start doing comedy here.
Do you know
anything about that? And I was like, yeah. Like, I totally just pretended to know to act like, I just pretended I knew how to run a show, even though I had no idea what I'm doing.
Exactly,
I
because
still don't,
opportunity never said
exactly.
No.
Exactly.
You're gonna learn in a way and in the worst condition.
Yeah.
You start at your Grumpy's, what is that?
Yeah.
To be in a good condition every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You have time to, so you promote, you book, and you host.
Yeah.
So is it there your mother saw you?
No, my mom saw me, my dad saw me there. So my dad was there for the very first one.
Wow.
And,
How you respond?
He was so proud. He actually, like, he posted...
What is his name?
James.
Shout out to James.
Yes.
Wow, proud father.
Yeah, he actually...
Are you shy when you know your father is there?
I definitely...
Is it for you more easy when family is in the crowd?
It made me feel a little...
Me too.
Yeah, it made me... It made me feel a little awkward. I didn't want
to... So did you well?
I did well. Like, okay. Considering it was my first time hosting.
Yeah. Oh, it was your
first It was my first time hosting. It was my first time hosting.
And why are you inviting now?
Because I was excited. But then I was like, oh, God. And also, he did a good job of, like, distracting me that day. Because otherwise, I think I would have just been, like,
vomiting.
I was so nervous.
Yes.
Let's so talk it was about really that. Nice to have my dad there.
Nervous from hosting? Nervous because you don't know if you're gonna have a crowd, or nervous if the comedian's gonna have the whole thing, yeah?
The whole thing.
It's big, yeah?
Yeah?
People don't realize. But me, the first time I did that, I was sick after for 2 weeks.
Mm.
Because I was so nervous.
Oh my gosh.
And after that was a release, but I have a neck problem and I have the flu for 2 weeks.
Oh my goodness.
We every time you're gonna go something big, you're gonna the body. Can't take it.
Yeah.
You know, we give so much because people think comedy is easy. You go on stage and you talk. No.
Mm-mm.
It's more than that. Mm-hmm. It's very physical.
It's so much
it's
more
very
than
that. Mental.
You have to be watching
everything, you know.
And hosting is more like.
Yeah.
Hosting,
it's your responsibility.
Yeah. I love
You're going to learn so fast, by the way, huh?
Yeah.
And I have a friend who pretend like he was funny.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, it's too easy. You know?
Oh,
I said,
okay,
come with me. So when he went on stage, he choked.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, because I said, you don't prepare, you don't have anything? No, I'm funny, I'm going to talk.
No.
And he bombed so hard, man.
That's the hardest thing about...
Bravo, Bobby. And I never saw him again. You know?
Yeah.
You can't disrespect comedy.
Mm-mm.
Okay? And it's hard because it's you kill a night, you bomb the day after.
Yeah.
So you say, why I bomb? I kill. Yeah, well, it's not the same condition.
Well, that was like when I did like my big bomb.
Big bomb.
When I had like my worst show where I bombed really bad. It was at Rosewood.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Rosewood.
Yeah,
you was there.
Yeah.
Shout out to the people who always said, it was Rosewood. Okay, we got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a professional night.
Yeah.
With Sid.
I think it was my first professional show.
Okay. Remember the lineup?
Wasim was closing.
It was first, I think.
Yeah.
Because I did not miss any show, so I'm first.
Yeah.
I'm always first.
Yeah.
Okay, so where you are in the line, remember?
I was, I think, third.
Okay, so it's a great place.
Yeah. Oh, it was a great place. Lovely venue. And the thing is, too, it was in May, and I had been killing it. I was, like, so proud of every show I had done for the past, like, months.
You're on the zone, in the zone.
Yeah, and then I was like, yes,
it's gonna
first
be easy.
Professional show.
Professional show.
I've got this. I remember at one point I was telling a joke and I looked into the audience and this lady went and
no.
I was just like it
oh,
was
oh no
yeah and I walked off stage, one of my friends came.
So man, why you bomb? I don't understand why you bomb.
I don't know, like I just
when did you know you bomb? You remember? Because sometimes, you know...
It was, like, into my... I got on the stage, and I was like, none of my jokes are going to work here. And I didn't have
so
enough...
you start... You bum yourself.
Not really.
But you arrive unconfident.
Yeah, I bummed...
It was
all on me. Like, I was like, none of my jokes are going to work here. And also, like, my jokes didn't really work for that room. Like, the jokes that I had at the time.
But, but I don't believe that.
Mm.
When you're funny no matter what. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you have to fight.
Yeah, I think that was it.
You know?
I think I psyched myself out.
By the crowd.
Yeah.
And the crowd who are there.
Yeah.
There are nobody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they eat you.
Yeah.
But did you learn something?
Yes.
What did you learn?
Well, because I remember talking to one of my friends about it afterwards, and he said to me, he was like, the audience wants to laugh.
Yes.
And I was like, fuck.
The ego, huh?
Because it's I don't, like, that is, like, one of, it wasn't really a piece of advice, but that's one of the best things, because it's, like, now when I get really nervous about a crowd, or, like, if it's a room I haven't done before, it's, like, the audience wants to laugh.
Yeah.
You know?
In
like,
the professional audience, night, yes.
Yeah. So, I think that was the thing, I was just, like, oh, these people are fancy, this place is so nice, completely psyched myself out, and then I got on stage, and was just sort of, like, I don't even know. I just sucked. Like, I just did a bad job.
Yeah.
Because I was just really nervous.
Yeah.
And I always get nervous. Like, I get nervous before every set. Like, even if it's
no,
like...
No, I know, but you recognize the reason.
Yeah.
and you're gonna learn fast.
Yeah.
Because you could say, no, it was a crowd, it was
no,
not me.
It was me.
You know, no bullshit.
I realized, like, I kind of, not every crowd is gonna respond well to, like, jokes about mental health or, like, jokes about.
Yes, but it's always about
you.
If I do
it well,
you.
Yeah.
It's always about you.
Like, I need to be more confident in my jokes.
Exactly, baby. It's normal because you don't have a lot of gigs, look.
Yeah.
You need 500 show. Mm-hmm. Minimum before to start to judge yourself, like,
yeah.
Yes, because it's this is the zoo, lo. The zoo, lo. You arrive there, you good luck, lo. If people, lo, if they saw you, like, you're screwed.
Yeah,
you have to arrive raw, with the way you are, not like mine, raw, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't care about you,
yeah,
it's my place, it's my time. I don't care, if, you know what, but takes guts,
definitely,
and takes a lot of time, you know. And Sid was, he said, you're amazing. He gave you an opportunity, okay? But you're honest to tell us that, and it's fun.
Yeah.
Because trust me, you learn so fast, huh?
Yeah, that was a huge kick in the pants.
Yeah.
Like that, that sucked.
Yeah.
Like, that my friend and I, like, stopped and, like, got candy.
Did you cry?
On the walk home. I didn't, but I fucking wanted to. But I was like, I'm not going to cry about this.
Did you drink?
But I wanted to.
Did you hang over?
No, I ate candy. I had some candy.
Wow. What kind
candy.
Of candy?
I think it was like Airheads.
Okay.
Something chewy.
A lot?
No. But I definitely was just like, I want candy.
I want my mom.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Oh, man, you're so generous. Thank you so much to arrive here, explain you your story, and it's... Don't quit, huh?
Yeah, no.
You don't quit.
I can't. I'm
never,
addicted.
Never let the people in the crowd just eat you again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And at the same time, it's why I do comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want, often I give up in my life. Often I want to give up. I will never give the opportunity to the people who are there anywhere to tell me I'm not good enough, you know? Because the people who saw you bombing this night don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Only in your head.
Yeah.
Okay? So you will never saw him again. If somebody saw you again, it's because you're gonna kill. So I remember you at the time you bombed. Hey, you're good now.
Yeah,
no?
Exactly.
You know, fuck you. It's comedy.
Yeah.
Give me a break, you know what I mean? But it's why I do a podcast to de-dramatize our job. Find the balance of killing.
Yeah.
Yes, it's fun to kill.
Yeah.
But bombing, it's a balance.
Bombing's
you know?
A learning experience.
Exactly.
Like, it's
not,
sucks.
When you start to understand that, it's because the ego.
Yeah.
Kill the ego.
Mm-hmm.
The ego is important because it's a jungle. You know, everybody wants to eat you. You need the ego. You need to be strong.
Yeah.
But you know what? You did not give up after that. You could, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you could.
Well,
you have a good
close.
Argument. You know, it was not for me.
And
blah,
then,
blah,
like,
blah.
2 weeks later was when I did the show at the Diving Bell and got my own show from it.
Exactly.
So.
You'd say, I will not give up. I will not go down. I'm going to upgrade my skill. I'm going to start my own night. Wow. And now, do you like it?
I love it. I love it so much. It's
yes.
It's my favorite thing. Like, I do it probably... like 4 or 5 nights a week, like just I'm so hungry, like I want to write more, I want to write more jokes, I love hosting, I want to host more, I want to produce more, like I just like
yes
it is
you invite me by the way but I was sick, you know, but I want to go,
yeah,
I want to
yeah,
book
for
me.
Sure.
Okay, I have a last question before we go. I said you love baseball, you say yes, it's there, check mark. So do you think the Expo are back?
I hope so.
You hope so?
Bad.
But do you think it's possible? Or we just dream? It's false promise. You
it
know what
seems,
I mean?
It seems too good to be true.
Yeah.
But I really
want
to believe
you want,
it.
Yes,
I
so
really,
you're a believer.
I
is it because you have souvenir with the Expo?
It's not necessarily. I actually got into baseball when I lived in South Korea.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Baseball are huge there.
Huge.
So
that was the first ever baseball game I went to, and then I think when I actually moved back, when I was moving from South Korea to Hong Kong, I came home to visit my family, and we went to Detroit because that's where most of my family lives, and the Tigers were doing really well, and so like I like started getting into the Tigers a little more.
Did they win the World Series?
They came so close.
Oh yeah, I think so. So the Cabrera is the best, was the best player, huh? Miguel Cabrera.
Yeah, and that was player. When like Verlander was on the team.
Oh yeah, now you win the World Series with the Astros. Okay, yeah. Okay. So I think it's around 2009.
It would have been like 2000.
So you have a hat, or you yeah. like a, so with your family you went there?
We were just watching it on TV because it was during the play, so like we couldn't get tickets.
Oh, yeah,
but we were
yeah,
just
yeah.
like in Detroit watching it.
So you never saw a real game?
Only in Korea. I've never seen a real game in North America. Okay. But I love
what they eat there. They don't eat a dog, eh?
No, you can order actually. You can order in to the stadium, so like you can order like fried chicken from a place like down the street.
No,
and they'll deliver it, and you can bring your own beer in.
No,
there was this little old lady when I lived in Busan. In Korea, and that's like baseball town. And there's this little old lady that like would sit like a block away from the stadium, and she would sell like little coolers of beer for like $6, and you got to keep the little cooler as well.
Wow!
So then your beer would stay cold.
So because they don't serve anything inside the stadium.
Oh, they do, but it's just cheaper, and they let you bring it in. They let you bring it in.
Wow!
It was amazing.
Another one. Do you think the Montreal Canadiens is gonna make the playoff in 2020?
I hope so, because again, with my family being from Detroit, I am a Red Wings fan.
Oh yes, they win the 3 Stanley Cup in the last 10 years, I think.
Yeah, they did. When I was a kid, they were killing it. And
yes, 1999. The best Stanley Cup is the Penguins, Detroit, and Detroit win. The year after it was the same final, Detroit Penguins, and Penguins win. Was a great two finals, two Stanley Cup. But do you believe they're gonna make the playoff?
I would love them to.
But you know enough about hockey about the team that last year they missed the playoff with 2 points.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Okay, you never see a hockey game?
I actually saw Detroit when I lived in Ottawa. I saw Detroit play the Senators, but I would love to go see the.
You never
Canadians.
Went to the Bell Center.
No, I've never been to the Bell. I've been to the Bell Center for concerts, but never for...
Okay, I think they're gonna will not make the playoff, and they're gonna come back.
I hope so. You know? I hope so.
So listen, I want to say something very important for you. I don't know what how you, but don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
You're amazing. You're a strong, small lady. You know?
Thank you.
You, Chrissy Wings. You know Chrissy Wings?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
are my Chrissy Wings.
Oh,
you
thank
are
you.
The
That's
Chrissy Wings. No, it's true.
Thank you.
You know me because it's rare people. Take time to tell us what we need to know.
Yeah,
it's important because I will never do a podcast if I don't believe you're funny. You know?
Yeah.
What is the point? You know what I mean? My point is to bring people I love, I know, I can see. You know, who you are now and where you're gonna go if you continue to focus. Trust me, maybe the acting's gonna come back.
Yeah.
And maybe you're gonna do comedy. Because, imagine.
Yeah.
Who knows?
That'd be amazing.
You're amazing.
Thank you
Merci
so much.
Beaucoup.
Thank you.
Let's go talk. Show me where's Corey.
Yes.
See?